Did you know that every time you flush your toilet, you may be changing the physiology of salmon in Puget Sound? A new study finds a whole laundry list of pharmaceutical drugs in local fish. University of Washington Tacoma Professor Joel Baker told me which chemicals our fish are taking.
I mean, we see a lot of things like caffeine, things that we don't normally think of as drugs, but things that are in food. We see artificial sweeteners. We see prescription drugs. We see analgesics, things like ibuprofen, and literally anything that we take.
And was I right that this is mostly happening with the flush of a toilet?
It is. Yeah, we think that it is. Flush of the toilet, either going through a sewage treatment plant or if you're in a rural area, going through your septic tank. Neither of which are particularly good at removing these chemicals, so they tend to pass through these treatment systems and end up in Puget Sound.
So we've ingested the chemical, goes through our body, heads out to the water. How is all of this stuff affecting our wildlife?
Well, we don't know for sure, of course, but the early indications are that for many of the chemicals, the concentrations that are being observed in Puget Sound and elsewhere around the world, those concentrations are getting high enough that we think it's beginning to affect the behavior of fish in particular.
So what's an example of how these drugs on board change the way fish act?
Well, the best example that I know of was a work done in Sweden recently where they measured anti-anxiety drugs in rivers in Sweden and then exposed fish to the same chemicals at the same concentrations they observed in the environment. And in fact, the fish became more bold. And that may sound like a good thing to be a more bold, less anxious fish, but in reality, if you're a fish, it's a disaster because if you're not anxious, you tend to explore new areas, and the more bold you are, the more likely you are to be eaten by a larger fish. So it actually affects the population dynamics of the fish species because they're much more susceptible to being eaten by predators than if they weren't exposed to the drug.
Yeah, anxiety comes in handy.
It does.
How about their health, though? How are our fish doing because of what we're sending them?
Well, again, it's we're just beginning to peek into that picture. The things that concern us are these behavioral changes and also reproductive changes. So those are the two big areas of impact on the fish populations that we worry about.
What can we do about drugs in our water?
Well, the first thing we can do about drugs in the water is to, wherever possible, prevent drugs from leaving your house. What you can do is not dispose of prescription drugs or really any medications down your drain.
What about the drugs I do ingest? So I've taken some kind of drug. If I don't want it to go into the water system, is there anything I can do about that?
Most of the drugs and the metabolites end up in the urine. So there is this theory out there of keeping the urine separated from the rest of the sewage. That is a much more efficient way of solving that problem if you really want to get at the problem of the drugs that are coming out of your body.
There's a system to separate. How does that work?
I've seen designs for toilets that just have two different sort of a fork in the road. The
right.
Urine goes one way and everything else goes the other way. Urine is, it's sterile. It's got a certain chemical composition. It's fairly easy to treat. In some ways, we do ourselves a disservice by blending it with a whole bunch of other wastewater. And then later, the sewage treatment plants are trying to separate these chemicals out.
That sounds like a big social change.
That's a big social change. Yeah, no, it's, which is why it's kind of a theoretical academic exercise at this stage. But that's what it would take.
We're still working on lowering the toilet seat in my home, so.
And we went through the low flush battles 10, yeah. 15 years ago, and you remember that. That was fun. So
I do have a dual flush toilet. I've got that.
Well, they're very good.
That's different,
though. That is different. I don't know that they're ever going to be commonly adapted in this country or anywhere else, but that's the way to prevent the drugs from getting into the wastewater.
We can dream.
We can dream.
That is Joel Baker, Science Director of the Center for Urban Waters at the University of Washington, Tacoma. He's been studying the drugs and chemicals that we are putting into our water and into our wildlife.